Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the Friendsvister Debating Society. I'm John Batser in southern New England, and I go to my good friend and colleague, Jeremy Zakas, in New South Wales. Jeremy is coming spring-summertime. I'm coming autumn-wintertime. And yet we're experiencing the similar weather patterns right now over New England. There's a huge, huge Arctic chill coming down on the jet stream, diving right through the New England, are down to New Jersey. It's very massive. And as that cold air gets hit by a westerly warmer air coming from across the continental of the United States, thunder, lightning, rain, very exciting, pounding away. It'll go on for several hours, and then the storm moves out to sea. Jeremy, on the other hand, also has a massive front coming from the north, but this one is warm. Jeremy, a good day to you. It's fun to look at your book pattern and see, your weather pattern and see where you get your turbulent weather. And it looks that when the weather comes down from the north, it runs into colder air. What, the weather, colder air comes from the Indian Ocean or the Arctic, or maybe both? Good day to you, Jeremy.
G'day, John. Yes, technically both, because the cold weather itself is actually coming from Antarctica, which actually straddles the Indian Ocean and the Pacific Ocean at the same time. So as you were describing the weather up there in the northeastern part of the United States, with the colder weather coming in from the north and the warm weather coming from the south, we have exactly the opposite right now. We have this very, very bitter, cold, strong front coming in from Antarctica, pushing up to the northern reaches, while simultaneously coming down from the north, we have this very, very dense tropical mass of air that's just sweeping down the eastern side of Australia right now, and the two are colliding, and they're colliding just inland. So it's not colliding in the ocean where you typically see it happen. It's actually happening over land, which means for the past week we've had cycles of really, really cold air to start with. That was the first push from the south, followed by a period of really, really warm weather for about a day or two. And then for the last 48 hours, we've had rapidly moving large thunder cells moving all up and down the eastern coast of Australia. So these cells are basically forming sometimes in the space of only 5 to 10 minutes, growing rapidly in size, dropping a lot of rain, and then moving out to sea basically off the eastern coast. And John, this isn't just around Sydney here or just around Brisbane. They are stretching all the way down to Victoria right now. So if you have a look at our local media, we're not only seeing reports of flash flooding from Victoria up to New South Wales, up to Queensland, we're also seeing a lot of flood and storm damage as well right up and down the coastline. And it is all exactly the same sort of theory of what you're having there in the northeastern United States, just reversed, but down here in Australia, where it's gone really, really wild and really, really out of control.
The weather you're seeing, does it include tornado threats? Thunderstorms can meet that when the weather gets warm.
No, actually, we haven't had any tornado warnings, because what's happened is when it typically comes from the inland areas of the East Coast moving out to ocean, the way that the weather forms itself and mixes doesn't actually create the conditions for tornadoes. But there is a big but here. Interestingly, as we spoke about a few weeks ago, the Bureau of Meteorology stopped giving us cyclone warnings and updates for this season. But this week, they actually started again. They actually have given us some idea of what's going to happen this cyclone season because of the really wild weather we're experiencing. And what they've said is that they're now expecting at least one major cyclone over the Brisbane coastline, or even a little bit further up north, sometimes this year. So basically, sometime before the end of the year, Queensland could get a massive tropical cyclone, which could be basically devastating to the area because it's already being hit by these storms. So, John, this really bad weather, in a weird way, has actually given confidence back to the Bureau of Meteorology, because they've kind of seen this pattern before to at least say, watch out now for cyclones. So, of course, the end of this week, we've been seeing a lot of stories about Brisbane not only fixing all the damage that they've got from these recent storms, but the rest of Queensland now preparing for a really, really seriously bad cyclone season. So honestly, John, the weather is really getting a lot worse, and we're now expecting to see something fairly dramatic up in the north.
The Western Australia, where I had a very happy conversation about rare earths with David Archibald at Perth, it is springtime out there too, and David tells me it's already hot. Is that Western Australia? It's got two conditions, hot and rainy. That's it. No, hot and dry. Those are the two conditions, I think.
That is absolutely correct. It is very, very hot right now there in Western Australia. In fact, they're topping over 100 degrees Fahrenheit in the northwestern parts of Western Australia, so the Kimberley region, pretty much most days of the week. But when you move down to Perth, they too are really getting the same kind of weather, just not quite as wild as we get over here on the East Coast. So Perth is starting to get that really hot but very, very stormy weather fronts coming in from the Indian Ocean, and for all the same reasons too. They get the hot, dry coming in from the north, the cooler, really dense, moist air coming in from the south, mixing over Perth and creating a lot of weather. But in some ways, and I'll touch wood here, Perth has been lucky so far. They have not got the flooding yet, and they haven't had the most extreme weather. So in all honesty, Perth in Western Australia is probably the most normal state out of this whole continent right now for this time of year. But again, they've gone into a very early summer with the heat. So I think Perth in Western Australia is going to experience a very hot, dry, catastrophically dry summer coming up.
We never mention much New Zealand. Does New Zealand have a completely different weather pattern than you? That Arctic air would come, they're closer to the Arctic air. Does the tropical front get all the way down to New Zealand?
Typically not, no. New Zealand rarely gets that really hot, moist weather that we see up in Queensland. But what they do get a lot of is very, very cold southerly fronts that move through. So you can imagine that in the wintertime, it's snow, storms, it's very high winds. Summertime, it's still very high winds, but much cooler weather. They do get a lot of rain on the South Island, and as it moves further up north, some of that rain starts to dissipate. But typically, the New Zealand weather is really characterized by the winds, because where they're positioned in the Pacific Ocean, they get a lot of that southerly bluster coming out of Antarctica, which sort of slides underneath all the warm tropical weather as it moves out to the sea in the Pacific Ocean. So they are very, very windy a lot of the times of the year, especially during the summertime.
And Bondi Beach is filled up, right? And the barbecues are ferocious.
Oh, my goodness. As we speak, John, absolutely. This is the first day since we had the major storms where you can actually look outside and it is beautiful, blue, clear skies. The wind, I have to say, is still a gale force out there. There are wind warnings out for the coastline, but people are out there again and we can finally, you know, at least venture outside without the threat of a thunderstorm popping up and basically ruining our day.
Jeremy Zach is in New South Wales. Here in New England, it's heavy rain, very heavy rain, the kind that pounds the pavement outside and on top of the roof. You can hear it. It can be romantic, but after supper, Charlie and Sailor regularly walk to the mailbox, which is about a quarter mile. And I put on my hat, and they prance around, and we have great fun, and Charlie runs around in the dark. Well, he wanted to go out tonight, and I said, Charlie, it's raining, but, you know, he's 1.5 years old. What does he care about rain? He took one look at it, said, this will be fun. He got out about 30 yards and decided, not as much fun as I thought, and came racing back inside. So that was it. The rain is heavy enough for Charlie to turn around and come back. That's heavy. We're headed to Reptiles, Adventures in New South Wales, Queensland especially, but all of Australia. Jeremy Zachas, this is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at AbilityChiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.